Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Let's look back to last week first, some actions in Congress that took place since we spoke last Wednesday.
Right. Well, first of all, congrats to the Aggie women. What a way to win right at the best last second.
Good to have.
That's great. The first thing we did, a lot of our constituents have heard and also have told me about the problems that Operation Choke Point has caused their businesses, particularly gun stores and some of our pawn shops. And so we passed a bill in the House last week to stop the federal government from being engaged in Operation Choke Point.
Now, tell me, give us the 101 on that. What a 411 about that?
Actually, what happens is the president has decided that there are certain types of businesses that he considers to be what, quote, high risk, unquote, businesses, gun stores, payday lenders, pawn shops, things like that. And so the president has used the power of the financial regulatory community, the FDIC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the Department of Treasury to try to force banks to rip the banking relationships away from those types of businesses. If you don't have a bank account as a business, you're essentially out of business. You know, for instance, you might not have a way so that your customers can pay with a credit card,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have a way to pay you don't have a bank account to use to pay your employees. So it's just egregious overreach. They had slowed it down, but they had not fully stopped it, and so we're just basically trying to fully kill this. This bad behavior by the administration.
Okay, great. Okay, anything else?
Well, this week, moving forward to this week. One of the things, first of all, let me say this. I'm a big believer in the value of federal basic research. That's one of the few areas that the federal government does really well, and nobody else can do this. Corporate America doesn't do basic research well, but there are cases, and I've seen them firsthand, and our constituents have complained about the use of taxpayer dollars to the National Science Foundation to do things like studying how shrimp behave on treadmills, for instance. And so what we said in this bill that we passed earlier this week is that if the NSF is going to give a grant, it has to show that the use of the taxpayer money is in the national interest. And so when they start putting that filter on the allocation of these basic research grants, you'll start seeing fewer of those silly things and a lot more devoted to research. It really does create the seed corn for future economic activity. We don't have problems with that at A&M. A&M is usually very good at the way it uses its basic research dollars. There are institutions around the country that get off in these stupid types of programs where you put the shrimp on the treadmill, and we're just basically saying they can't do that anymore.
Heck, that takes away a lot of funny stories we have.
Well, I know. So,
I hate that.
You know, in the Porker book that the Republican Study Committee is going to put out, there are a few of those stories about how basic research dollars are wasted. And I don't want to see, look, basic research is, again, like I said, is a seed corn for future economic activity, so I'd hate to see bad behavior by some parts of the NSF cause the whole program to be under stress. And so I want to see everybody behave like the research community at A&M and Baylor and UT, and so if they do, then we won't have these types of issues.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us this morning. I'd like to get your comments on Thursday, the Supreme Court. Issued a stay to the clean power plan that the president put forth. What are your thoughts there?
Well, the Supreme Court's, you know, it's interesting how the courts are starting to back up what Congress has been saying about the president overreaching his constitutional authority. What he's done with the EPA is he's basically said they get to step into the shoes of the Article I branch of Congress. And so this makes the fourth time that Congress and the American people have won against the president's overreach. The first one is an area that I've been involved with is the Bureau of Land Management trying to impose federal hydraulic fracturing standards across the country. The courts looked at one of my bills that passed the House back in 2014 that said, no, this is a states' rights issue, and we ought to allow the states to regulate this activity, not the federal government. And so they stopped them on that. They stopped them on another mercury regulation. They stopped them on the Clean Power Plan, and then there was a fourth one I don't remember off the top of my head. But the courts are starting to step in to help Congress to slow this guy down in terms of his lawless behavior and unconstitutional behavior. So it was a great move. And also what it does, what's really good about this, is it basically tells the EPA, you really need to freeze everything you're doing because what the administration had done, they had built several regulations to come based on this initial Clean Power Plan, And so if this one doesn't work, if this one stayed, then every other one is going to be subject to the same problem. So I think the EPA, in terms of this, their misbehavior, is going to be out of business for a while, at least during the remainder of this presidency. And the other thing, too, we got to remember is in the omnibus bill that passed back late last year, we reduced funding for the EPA back to the last year of the Bush administration, the 2008 levels, and we also cut the headcount back to 1989 levels. So you got the court slowing them down. You got Congress that's removed a lot of the money and reduced the headcount. So hopefully there's going to be a lot less of a problem for the next few months.
About an hour from now, Speaker Paul Ryan is going to meet with you and the rest of the Republicans. What's the message you're going to hear? What do you expect to hear from him?
Well, basically what we've got, let me give you a little background, and I'm getting into the weeds here. Sorry about that. But there was an October budget deal that most Republicans in Congress voted against. I voted against it. And basically it said that the Congress for this year, fiscal 17, was going to spend $30 billion more than the budget control agreement, than the BCA caps. And a lot of us have a problem with that. And so a lot of people in the House would like to write a budget to those new caps because that's what the law says. But there are a lot of conservatives like me that are saying, no, we don't buy that because we didn't vote for that and we don't agree with those higher caps. And so if you want to write a budget, we need to write it $30 billion lower, or find some way to offset $30 billion, and actually it needs to be more than $30 billion, but at least $30 billion of deficit reduction to offset that spending if you're going to do that. So today, because of that, it makes it tougher to get a budget done. And so, Paul, you know, I'm on the advisory council for the speaker, and we talked about this yesterday. So Paul's going to lay out a number of different options that we have to try to move forward to try to get a budget, because the budget's very important for a couple of reasons. One is we tie the appropriations bills to the budget. And the appropriations bills are the way we get good policy writers done is to restrict the EPA and other rogue agencies. The second thing that's important to have reason to have a budget is because it allows us to use reconciliation, which means we only have to have 51 votes in the Senate for some major actions. The last time we used this was earlier this year. We used reconciliation to pull out big chunks of Obamacare and also to defund Planned Parenthood over on the Medicaid side. See, Medicaid is something that we can't adjust the spending of using an appropriations bill like the omnibus. A lot of people are complaining that omnibus funded Planned Parenthood. It didn't, because Planned Parenthood is funded with Medicaid, so you have to use reconciliation to go after Medicaid.
Okay.
And so that allows us to do that. That's the reason a budget is so important, is because it lets us do those two things. And so we've got to thread the needle to figure out how to pass a budget that is fiscally responsible this year, or in fiscal 17, the year beginning October 1st. Try to do it in such a way where the thing doesn't blow up. So that's what the speaker's going to lay out.
Right. Once again, since you're the majority party, you'd hope he can bring the troops together. Finally, I want to give you a minute to talk about some special individuals within your district who are seniors in high school who may have a great opportunity.
Yes, I'd like to recognize some students that I think are just, they reflect the best and brightest of the Brazos Valley. And so I'd like to give a shout out to them. And one of the best parts of my job is I get to nominate these bright young individuals, these bright young men and women, to the service academies, to the Air Force Academy, the Naval Academy, and to West Point. And so I'd like to announce their names today. Matthew Wilkie of College Station has been nominated to the Air Force Academy. We have nominated Devin Mean to the Air Force Academy as well. Yashardhavan Singh has been nominated to the Air Force Academy, to West Point, and to the Naval Academy. And by the way, Devin Min a minute ago was nominated to West Point. The next one is Noah Langley, and we have nominated Noah Langley to attend the Naval Academy and to attend the Merchant Marine Academy. And so over the course of the next few days, these folks should be getting some sort of notice from the service academies, or they'll send them to me first, and then I get to call these folks and tell them what's going on. So I wish them all the best of luck, and in 10 years, these men and women will be leading our other young men and women on the battlefield to protect this country. So it's really it's the best part of my job to be able to do this.
Absolutely.
I want to recognize them.
Great. I'm glad you took the time to do that. Congressman Bill Flores joins us usually on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview, no matter what day, on our website at WTAW.com. We appreciate you being with us.
You bet. I'd ask our listeners to pray for our country and our military men and women. And, by the way, I'm sorry I couldn't be on Wednesday, but we were doing the Republican Study Committee budget, and you're going to like it.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Thanks for the time.
Bye.